2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time. It's now 5 o'clock. It's Friday, the 9th day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 37 degrees.
We start off with no crashes on this Friday morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, President Joe Biden calling on states to adopt their own red flag gun laws. It comes after 3 years of failed attempts to enact something similar in the Utah legislature.
To just take their guns without having their day in court before that happens is just wrong.
And Utah's congressional delegation is weighing in. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, red flag laws allow the temporary removal of guns if someone is determined to be a danger to themselves or others. Now, there have been several attempts over the last 3 to 4 years to pass a red flag law here in Utah. One of the lawmakers who sponsored a failed bill aimed at this is Senator Todd Wiley.
We are in the belt of the top five suicide states per capita. And so I do think we should be having these discussions.
Meanwhile, members of the Utah Shooting Sports Council have said they're also concerned about suicide and domestic violence, although they don't think red flag laws are the answer. In the next couple months, President Biden is looking for example legislation from the Department of Justice, which in turn he says states can use as guidance going forward. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
President Biden's actions on guns are not getting much support from Utah's members of Congress. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our team coverage.
Representative Burgess Owens issued a statement saying our president seems to believe no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. He said any change that affects the Second Amendment must go through Congress. Representative Blake Moore told the Deseret News Biden's unilateral effort won't address the root causes of America's gun violence issues. A spokesperson for Senator Mitt Romney said Romney potentially supports updating background checks for firearms purchases, but the federal government shouldn't tell states how to regulate guns. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Two communities are reeling from back-to-back shooting sprees. ABC's Faith Abube has more.
Police say an employee at this cabinet company in Bryan, Texas, shot and killed at least one person, wounding five others. The 27-year-old suspect also wounding a state trooper before being arrested. Investigators have not released a motive. Less than 24 hours earlier, a shooting rampage in South Carolina ended with five people dead, including a prominent local doctor, his wife, and two grandchildren. A man working at the property also found dead. Investigators identifying the gunman as former NFL player Philip Adams. They say he later died by suicide.
Philip Adams' sister says his mental health degraded quickly in the past couple of years. She told USA Today that his behavior shifted dramatically and they were getting concerned, and she wonders if it is connected to his NFL career.
Today, the Interior Secretary will tour parts of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. Yesterday, she visited Bears Ears with Governor Spencer Cox and members of the state's congressional delegation. Senator Mitt Romney says the monuments have become a game of political ping pong.
There could be lawsuits going back and forth. The administration could do something permanent so that the ping ponging and the lawsuits end.
Holland says she's gathering as much information from all different sides before making her report to the president. She says the federal and state government want mostly the same things.
Weber State University will require face coverings on campus facilities through at least June 25th. The school says it will let them keep in-person classes and experiences while more students get the COVID-19 vaccine. University of Utah officials also are keeping face masks. The school will decide if students will need them when they return in the fall, closer to the start of the school year.
They're hoping to get drivers along the Wasatch Front to put their cell phones down. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports the Utah Highway Patrol and 20 law enforcement agencies are coordinating together to look for people distracted by cell phones behind the wheel.
Food and other passengers can be a distraction on Utah's roads. However, UHP Lieutenant Wade Brewer says cell phones are the biggest.
They make up about a third of the crashes that are determined as distracted driving crashes.
He remembers pulling over a driver who was taking part in a video conference call while driving, and that man reportedly had no idea he couldn't do that. Brewer says there are telltale signs of cell phone use while driving, like weaving in and out of lanes and driving really slow in the right lane. He says there were more than 100 overtime shifts for officers looking for distracted drivers on just the first day.
That whole effort's going to go for 1 week solid.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We have some breaking news this morning. Just in from Buckingham Palace, the announcement has been made that Prince Philip has died. You may remember that he was in and out of the hospital, I believe 99 years old, Amanda, and has succumbed now to whatever that illness was. But Prince Philip has passed away. We'll continue to follow it with ABC's Help coming up.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.